Not very long after the funeral, Kurt's boy started showing up at the Troop D house. I'd come in for the 3-11 that fall, or maybe just to check on things. When you're the wheel dog, it's hard to stay away, and see the boy before I saw anyone else, like as not. While his friends were over at Floyd B. Klaus Field, behind the high school, running plays and hitting the tackling dummies or giving each other high fives, Ned would be out on the front lawn of the barracks by himself, bundled up in his green and gold high school jacket, making big piles of fallen leaves. He'd give me a wave and I'd return it, right back at you, kid. Sometimes after I parked, I'd come out front and shoot the shit with him. He'd tell me about the foolishness his sisters were up to just lately, maybe, and laugh. But you could see his love for them, even when he was laughing at them. Sometimes I'd just go in the back way and ask Shirley what was up. Law enforcement in western Pennsylvania would fall apart without Shirley Pasternak, and you can take that to the bank. Come winter, Ned was apt to be around back in the parking lot where the troopers keep their personal vehicles, running the snowblower. The Dadier brothers, two local wide boys, are responsible for our lot, but Troop D sits in the Amish country on the edge of the short hills, and when there's a big storm, the wind blows across the lot again almost as soon as the plow leaves. Those drifts look to me like an enormous white rib cage. Ned was a match for them, though. There he'd be, even if it was only 8 degrees and the wind still blowing a gale across the hills, dressed in a snowmobile suit with his green and gold jacket pulled over the top of it, leather-lined police-issue gloves on his hands, and a ski mask pulled down over his face. I'd wave. He'd give me a little right back at you and then go on gobbling up the drifts with the snowblower. Later he might come in for coffee or maybe a cup of hot chocolate. Folks would drift over and talk to him, ask him about school, ask him if he was keeping the twins in line. The girls were 10 in the winter of 01, I think. They'd ask if his mother needed anything. Sometimes that would include me, if no one was hollering too loud or if the paperwork wasn't too heavy. None of the talk was about his father. All of the talk was about his father. You understand. Raking leaves and making sure the drifts didn't take hold out there in the parking lot was really Arky Arcanian's responsibility. Arky was the custodian. He was one of us as well, though, and he never got shirty or went territorial about his job. Hell, when it came to snowblowing the drifts, I'll bet Arky just about got down on his knees and thanked God for the kid. Arky was 60 by then. Had to have been. And his own football-playing days were long behind him. So were the ones when he could spend an hour and a half outside in 10-degree temperatures, 25 below if you factored in the wind chill, and hardly feel it. And then the kids started in with Shirley, technically Police Communications Officer Pasternak. By the time spring rolled around, Ned was spending more and more time with her in her little dispatch cubicle with the phones, the TDD, Telephonic Device for the Deaf, the Trooper Location Board, also known as the DMAP, and the Computer Console. That's the hot center of that high-pressure little world. She showed him the bank of phones. The most important is the red one, which is our end of 911. She explained about how the traceback equipment had to be tested once a week, and how it was done, and how you had to confirm the duty roster daily so you'd know who was out patrolling the roads of Statler, Lassburg, and Pogus City, and who was due in court or off duty. "My nightmare is losing an officer without knowing he's lost," I overheard her telling Ned one day. "Has that ever happened?" Ned asked. "Just losing a guy?" "Once," she said. "Before my time. Look here, Ned. I made you a copy of the call codes. We don't have to use them anymore, but all the troopers still do. If you want to run dispatch, you have to know these."